B-Pod Studios.
Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Cool,
yeah.
And three cool things you should know.
We're going to be cool.
8:28 rather. I'm just looking outside. It is almost whiteout.
Yeah, you can't see the expressway. Yeah.
The wind is just whipping the snow around. But they're moving on the expressway. I mean, we'll take a look at traffic in a bit. But surprisingly, northbound, it looks like they're going about 35.
It's too fast.
I got my speed gun.
It probably is.
Yeah.
Okay, coming up. What's cool, LBF?
Well, you should definitely not leave your house today. And I'll give you one more reason, because something good is on HBO.
Yep. Two letters.
Two letters. You're right.
Yep.
Two letters.
B and G. Like it.
Okay, Brian. Okay, I've got a. If you're sick of the same old takeout, I got a takeout hack that might, change things around for you.
I like it, and it's the day to celebrate Maple Syrup Day.
Really?
And like you said, LBF, while you're watching this show, you're going to talk about. Go ahead, have some pancakes, French toast for dinner, because it's National Maple Syrup Day.
Right, mainline it.
I'll give you some fun facts coming up. Yeah.
Okay, all right, so what you should watch on HBO,
just
released The Bee Gees, How Can You Mend a Broken Heart? It's a documentary about the band, which really started in, like, you know, the 70s and...
60s, really.
60s, yeah, 67. They broke up in the 70s, but then
Wasn't their first song Massachusetts?
Yes.
Right.
And then their first hit in the United States was How Can You Mend a Broken Heart?
No.
Anyway, it's this really crazy story because it was a very tumultuous relationship.
Between the three brothers.
And
the dad. Dad was...
But like the brothers, really, more importantly, because Maurice was kind of the middle child, even though it was a twin.
They were twins, yeah, okay.
Barry and Robin wanted to be the lead.
The lead.
And they just always... really good.
It's good. It's on HBO?
It's on
you
HBO.
You enjoyed it? Yeah.
I just really never appreciated it. 2 hours.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
A lot of Bee Gees in 2 hours.
They interview, like, you know, Justin Timberlake and all these other people, so it's kind of neat.
Mm-hmm.
I did always like the Bee Gees.
Yeah. I didn't appreciate them much.
Now you do.
Never appreciate
I'm
what you have.
I'm going to listen to them on the way home.
You should.
Yeah.
Oh, why not?
That'll be a white knuckle ride.
Okay.
Stay in line.
That's what I'm going to spend.
That's
the plan.
Yep.
That might work. Okay. I've been telling my wife we should do this, and Doug and Kim White.
Oh, okay.
Doug and Kim White. Well, you know.
Yeah.
We can't really go to restaurants anymore, and it's, you know, you can't. I don't feel comfortable going inside. You can't sit outside right now. Mm. So Doug and Kim White, they've retrofitted their van and made it a dining room.
Where are these people? They sound Midwestern. Like
they're in Illinois.
I thought so. Here they are.
You can get the takeout, and you bring it home.
Oh, nice.
There's no spirit in that. The next day we went, we bought this little table at Menards and put some folding chairs and a carpet in there.
Total investment under $100. So now it's not just food, it's a mission. And I certainly know how it feels to be a Kardashian now. So.
Okay.
I just snorted.
Get it.
Oh, heavens, I just snorted. So yeah, they made their van into a little dining room, so they go to the restaurant, park right there, get the dinner, and it's nice and hot.
Think of an Econoline. I saw this in the news. Econoline van, like old Fords or whatever. You'd open the back doors. There's two. Swing open.
Yep. Yeah.
Like a saloon.
Yes. Yeah.
Boom, there you go.
Just put little saloon windows
on. They have a table. they hung some lights, and they have a little bit of a tablecloth.
Very nice.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. And people come out and serve them right at their little van. I like it.
Perfect.
That's what you've been trying to do with your wife.
Honey, we should just get a camper just to take and park at restaurants and get dinner.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
She thinks I'm insane.
Okay. All right. It's National Maple Syrup Day.
You like sugar, huh?
Is there sugar in syrup?
Yes.
Then yes.
Yes. She sounds like Mrs. Butterworth there.
Does she?
Think of it. Yes, it's National Maple Syrup Day. Here's three fun facts. It takes about 40 gallons of sap to make 1 gallon of maple syrup. What would Clark Griswold say about that, Brian? That's a lot of sap.
A lot of sap.
Christmas vacation.
I know. I saw it once.
A lot of sap.
Once.
Okay.
Yeah.
Once. Okay. And Canada actually makes more maple syrup by far than anybody. But as a matter of fact, about 80% of the world supply comes from Canada. We used to dominate it, but the Great White North taking control of Quebec alone generates two-thirds of the globe's syrup. Right
wow.
there. And finally, remember Mrs. Butterworth from back in the day?
Yeah. Mrs. Butterworth?
Yes?
How come we taste so yummy? Mm.
Well, my syrup is very thick and rich.
Thick and rich?
Yes. Twice as thick as the leading syrup. See how the leading syrup runs over this stack?
Yeah.
But Mrs. Butterworth takes her own sweet time. Yeah. My syrup's got to be thick to pour this slowly.
Yeah.
Why, just one taste will tell you I'm thick and rich.
And yummy.
Oh, you say the sweetest things.
Oh, yes.
Just remember, dear, just like Mrs. Butterworth likes her man.
Okay. okay. You know what Mrs. Butterworth never said in that commercial? What one word does she not say? Starts with M, ends with Apple.
Oh, Maple.
Oh.
Maple. You know why? They're not allowed to. It's not maple syrup. Nope. They only use the words breakfast or pancake syrup. It's
pancake
not maple syrup because it's not maple. It's fructose, corn syrup, cellulose, gum, caramel coloring.
Those are all my favorite things.
It is delicious.
It's so thick and rich.
But it ain't maple.
Who doesn't
and
love
it's
that?
Thick and rich. There you have it. Okay, that's cool. We're done. Remember, it's not our minds that are dirty. It's yours. 834.
Some people call me the space cowboy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.